Hello and welcome back to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hello.
We're back once again, and in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the case study of Vanitas. I'm not really too sure how to describe this anime, other than the fact that it's kind of... It's vampires in Paris. Also, there's flying airships, which I guess looked a little bit steampunky, but they're not. It's kind of fantasy. But vampires in Paris, I think, is how we're going to describe this one. The show is based on a manga of the same name, and has been animated by Studio Bones, which I would hope most people listening would know who they are. They are known for doing quite a lot of big profile anime. A few that they've worked on include Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, the My Hero Academia series, and Mob Psycho 100. Interestingly as well, I think, and I'm probably mistaken, but I believe this is the first show we're talking about that is a R17 rating, which is 18 rating, I suppose, but Japan's ratings are slightly different.
I didn't realize that.
This is... Get out. Really?
I believe so, unless Scarlet Nexus and Peach Boy Riverside were higher, which I will double check in a moment.
My anime list says Case of Vanitas is violence and profanity. That's what it's rated for.
But So the entire kind of setup of this is that, you know, vampires exist, but there's two different types of vampires. Those born under the Crimson Moon and the odd one that was born under the Blue Moon. The show kind of sets things up. We join Noelle. They've all got French names. There's a lot of French in this show. It's set in Paris, but there's just random French thrown into the Japanese, and it's quite confusing. But essentially, a lone vampire is looking for a book, the Book of Vanitas, which is like a blue clockwork grimoire. And long story short, it can cure... Vampires can... They can transform into, like, demons? They didn't say demons, but I'm going to call them demons for the purpose of this episode. But by using this book, you can sort of reverse that and quote-unquote cure the vampires. And after a very quick exchange, we're basically thrown into this world. And yeah, that's basically where the story goes. And I want to just kick things off by saying that, holy crap, this show visually looks amazing. This is probably the best looking show we've talked about so far.
Yeah, I could buy that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You've got, you know, pretty boys. We've got pretty girls. Got a cat.
Oh, the cat. Oh, I love the cat. Oh my God, I just love cats. Quite frank. I don't think that's an anime thing. I think that's just a real world thing.
I think that's valid, though. Like, cats are generally the best.
Well, yeah, that is fair.
So, a lot happens in the first couple of episodes. Like, quite a bit. I'm not even really too sure where to start. So I think I'm just going to throw it over to you two rather than me rambling for once. And kind of get your initial thoughts on the show. And I'm going to start with you, Rhodes.
I think it's all right so far. It's one of them. I think it's a slow burner, isn't it? So I think in these cases, you watch three episodes and you're kind of like, I feel like I need more to get a good idea of how good this could be. Like, I feel like the groundwork's still being set. In honesty, I assume this is a 12-episode season, right?
It is, which slightly concerns me because there's a lot of world building going on in the first couple of episodes.
Yeah. That's how I felt, because I was kind of like, I feel like this is going to be, you know, like, what does it, you know, The Witcher, if anyone watched The Witcher on Netflix, for example, that was a show that did it where a lot of that first season was just about setting the tone of what you're watching.
Just to interject, I do apologize. It is a 24 episode series. However, it's my anime list, because the way it's structured, it's why I didn't notice it. They are counting because it's a split core. They are counting the second set of episodes as second season, which currently doesn't have a release, like an estimate of release date. So going by the current trend of like some of the shows that have done this kind of second season split core, it could be later this year or it could be next year. For the sake of argument, there are 12 episodes this season.
Well, that's it. For me, it's an interesting one. I do like it, but for everything I've seen so far, I think the way I will probably react to it is that I'd rather watch it when the next season comes out. Like, because I just feel like it's great. Like, what it's doing is great. Like, I do like it when a show does this. But following a show like this from the start can be a bit tedious, because it's like every week you tune in and you're kind of like, right, when is it, like, when do the characters get going? When does it start going? Whereas I think this one is going to spend most if not all of the first season, just building the world for you. Because there's a lot of things to set in stone here. Like, even after like 2.5 episodes, like, I was very interested in the world. But I was still kind of like, I feel like you're still going to need to tell me more here, because you can't just leave it at what you've got right now. I need more.
No, 100%. Like, the first episode pretty much introduces us to the concept of the world in terms of the vampires and the two main characters and how the book works. But then in the second episode, we're getting into like some kind of politics, and then there's a pretty cool action scene. In fact, the action throughout the first couple episodes is up there. I mean, it's Studio Bones. Yeah. Like, there's no, the production value is top notch. Like, there's no faulting that. If you want something that looks good, sounds good, as I've mentioned, is just full of pretty boys and pretty girls, then yeah, this is, well, and some gore as well. This is definitely one to check out. But there's, I'm inclined to agree with you. I feel like, based off the sort of the episodes we've watched, this is probably one that, if I could sit down for like the whole 4 hours that typically a 12 episode series runs for, and just kind of watch it in maybe one or two sittings, I'd probably have a great time.
Yeah.
This
isn't the kind of show where you're going to watch an episode. Let's say it started now and you watched episode one. It's not going to be the kind of show where you're like, I can't wait for next week. Because it's the kind of show where you're like, I think this could come together well. I'll wait until the first however many are out, and then I'll watch them all in one.
I thought I had a very strong first episode. That's literally my second note about the first episode. Very strong first episode.
No, 100%. The first episode was really, really good.
There's a great mix of action and comedy throughout the three episodes. One of my notes about episode three was, dude, that's not cool. I think I know what that's referring to.
That's the problem when we write notes about these shows. It's just like, what was the note about?
I think it's when he bites her arm.
The most notable note I've got is for the start of episode two, where I've just written some red sensual blood arm licking.
Oh, yes, the weird flashback where we get to see...
Weird red sensual blood arm licking.
Well, I mean, I'm glad their blood is red. That's a healthy colour of blood.
I'm actually confused. Why are they vampires? Because they're out in the sun often.
Look, Ace.
And it doesn't affect them at all.
Look, it's Paris, all right?
When a mummy vampire and a daddy vampire, they'll be very much...
Yeah, also that. They reproduce sexually instead of by infecting non-vampires.
Ace, you wait till you find out they eat cheese and onion crisps, mate. You're going to be fuming.
I think I will.
Welcome to the episode of the Pals Anime Lounge, where we answer the question, where do vampires come from? No.
Well, this plays into my point about it, though. It's like everything you know about vampires, like traditionally, like this kind of goes against a lot of it. Which plays into the idea that they kind of are going to spend a lot of time explaining it more. Because like Ace has watched it, and his immediate thought was like, why are they in the sun? They're vampires. It doesn't make sense.
Well, this is actually a good point, because like one of the sort of passing comments that just comes up in like a flashback is that the blue moon weakens vampires, like the light of the blue moon. But we don't understand the concept. Like, they haven't said where the blue and crimson moon come from. Is it just like every month? Is it every year? Like, they haven't... We've gotten some really good kind of like contextual world building for what the two main characters are doing. And like, yeah, we've gotten a good kind of sense of like, okay, they are going to be on this kind of adventure to try and cure vampires, and there's people trying to stop them. And
Noe is a reluctant tag along.
Yes. And also just very handsome. Have I mentioned that all the characters are really handsome and pretty?
No, you didn't actually. If you want,
all the characters are very handsome and pretty.
Okay.
Sorry, could you say it again?
There's someone at the back of the room who can't quite hear you, if you could just give it one more.
My first thing out of the way. Yeah, so we get that kind of contextual, like the very focused world building of like the core set of characters, but then the actual world and like a lot of the core themes we haven't got in these first couple episodes. And like, I'm sure that's going to be explained as things go on, but you can't help but kind of, as we've said, like kind of sit here and be like, okay, but what about this? Like, what about that? Like, because they mention as well, like there was a war.
Yeah. I was going to mention that. Like, they go on, like, it's, I don't want to say it's mentioned briefly, because it's like a good minute or two of the second episode. But like, he's still kind of sat there like, how can you have a war? And then they off the hand, like, they just mentioned like some vampires just live among us. Some of them just disappeared beyond the veil. And you're like, you can't just say that they've disappeared beyond the veil. Like, what does that mean?
I mean, the third episode shows us what it means.
Yeah, I know. But like at that moment, you're kind of like, the humans are just very relaxed about the idea that, yeah, they're just pissed off. It's all right. They'll be all right.
Well, that's like, they also mentioned that, like, normally a vampire can suppress the urge to drink blood. And it's like, I thought it was the whole fucking point of a vampire.
Yeah. And then the whole idea, they've got an agreement where they won't attack humans, but in the second episode, we see one attack a human, and you're kind of like, is no one going to do anything about this?
Well, they're a jerk.
I mean, he's trying his best.
It's Paris. I'm not really too sure where I'm going with that. I just really want people to understand that this is set in Paris. And actually, do you know what? I feel like that's quite a unique setting for anime. I can't think of many series that are set... I can think of a few that are set in, like, medieval Europe, or the equivalent. But I can't think of many that are, like, actually set in, like, somewhere like Paris or Rome.
I just wish they'd lay off the accordion music. I'm not a fan of the accordion.
To be fair, I think a lot, when animes come to, like, European countries, they tend to not be set in big cities at all, do they? They tend to be, like you said, they're medieval, they're set in, like, a farm somewhere, or...
Yeah, or it's not, but it's clearly inspired, like, Gate, for example. They're not anywhere in Europe, well, they're not even on Earth, but, like, the Empire is clearly meant to be the Roman Empire, but it's not. You get a lot of that, but, like, I mean, this is obviously a fantasy kind of twist on it. They call it the City of Flowers. I don't know if that's what Paris is actually known as, but, like, yeah, there's like, flower petals everywhere. That would drive me mad if I lived there.
According to Google, the city of Bandung, Indonesia, is known as the City of Flowers, so clearly there's been an issue here.
Look, in the world of vampires that aren't affected by the sun and don't need to drink blood, it's the City of Flowers, okay?
It's 19th century Paris with vampires. They can do what they want.
Airships that have massive arboretums in.
Yeah, the airship was insane. Like, what was that? Like, it doesn't even make sense. It's just huge. Like, it's like Howl's Moving Castle. Like, this, it shouldn't fly. It's like a bumblebee. Like, it shouldn't fly, but it does fly. And it's just propelled by, like, two little propellers. It's like the size of Britain. You know, maybe not accurate, but
yeah.
Maybe the size of Basingstoke.
The airship that parks in Paris is the size of Britain.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, to be fair, we never see it land.
No, it's just up in the sky. It's just chilling.
Yeah. Well, they jump out the window, don't they? So
I thought it was a hole in the wall.
Okay, but that is a slight gripe I've got with the show, because we find out, I think it's the start of the second episode or the very end of the first. My memory escapes me. We find out that Vanitas, the main character, well, the sort of dual main character, is human. And it's like, you just survived falling off of a airship and crashing into a building. And then there's the bit in the second episode where the vampire throws him at another person and he's fine. And I'm like, I know this is an anime.
I laughed so hard.
It was funny. Like, the comedy is spot on.
It deflects off of the dude's head. Smash.
Yeah, I mean, like, as we said, like, there's a good mix of, like, action and comedy. There's clearly a... I'm glad there is that kind of element of comedy, because I feel like this could very easily be a very serious talky-talky show. But they've kind of found a nice mix.
I think it will still descend into a serious talky-talky show.
I mean, so long as that talky-talky is them, like, I don't know, going on dates or something, because that'd be great. That'd be wholesome.
I think they need to do a crossover with girlfriend-girlfriend.
Boyfriend-boyfriend, yeah.
Boyfriend, but oh, Ace, don't tell boyfriend, me.
Boyfriend-vampire.
Girlfriend-girlfriend-vampire. Or does that turn into, like, a light novel where it's like...
It's the shittiest version of Duck Duck Goose I've ever played.
Yeah, instead of losing your spot in the circle, you get bitten.
You get turned into a vampire. You're taken off to, like, the cattle farm.
It is interesting. Like, I quite like the concept that, like, because it's the show has kind of set up this idea that, like, vampires exist, but can quite easily coexist with humans. However, because, see, it all revolves around the concept of, like, their name, like, their true name. It's like a vampire can essentially, like, succumb to the darkness, breaking them hearts. Oh, God, it really just is Kingdom Hearts, isn't it? And, you know, take on, like, just kind of become, like, I'm going to say berserk. I can't actually remember the word they used. And you cure them by kind of removing that element. And I like this concept that it's like, at any point, any of these vampires could just, like, you know, switch, could flip. And then suddenly it's like, oh, no.
It's a good little twist in the first episode where it looks like he's going to assassinate that woman, but he's actually trying to save her. Why he pulls a knife out, that, you know, that'll never be explained. But, you know, he's definitely trying to assassinate her. Yeah, he pulls a knife out and then never uses that knife when it comes to saving her. So I can understand why someone may have got defensive of the woman who was ill on the floor.
I actually, that was the point. I really liked, and we've already said it had a strong opening, the very, very opening, where it's like, we don't even know who the character is. Like, there's just someone chilling. We don't even know it's an airship at this point. So we know it's a station. And then this woman begins to fall over. She's very, like, she's just tired. And then we see the character dart across the room. We get the kind of, like, red glow in the darkness, which is clearly the eyes. But then it's all very innocent and wholesome, just like, oh, you're all right? Are you feeling okay? Whereas you get that moment of, like, oh, is someone about to get, like, bitten? Are we going to go... Like, I was expecting the show to start and just see someone, like a vampire, just brutally murder that entire room of people. It didn't happen.
Okay, when the woman, I've forgotten her name, at the start,
Amelia,
collapses and oh, you look anemic, and I thought, oh, she's turning into a vampire. Nope, she is a vampire already. She's going to turn into a demon vampire.
I thought she was turning into a vampire, and the guy waiting on top of the airship was trying to kill her because she was a vampire.
Yeah.
But she was a poorly vampire, and he was a doctor who's trying to save her. He's also human, and how he was stood on the top of that airship will never be explained.
Ropes. Lots of ropes.
Oh, what about breathing?
Ropes. Lots of ropes.
Lots of ropes is used to stop you from breathing, I'm pretty sure.
I love the fact that, like, you know, there's so many questions we should be trying to figure out from these three episodes. But we're just here, like, why was he? How did he stay on top of the airship? Was it? Yeah, there must be something. Despite the fact, you know, this person has a magic grimoire.
Okay, the word grimoire I've never heard outside of anime.
Clearly, never played the Nier games.
I mean, it's anime, isn't it?
I mean, that's so technically anime.
Let's not do this here.
wasn't the word grimoire in Destiny a lot?
Yes,
originally.
I'm looking at them right now. You can buy the grimoires. I have them.
Yeah. Because that's when you bought the original Destiny game, like, you had to read grimoires to understand, like, its shit story.
Well, I didn't play Destiny either.
Context: a grimoire is a book of spells. It's a textbook of magic, typically including instructions on how to create magical objects like talismans and amulets. So not actually too sure why they use grimoire in Destiny, but yeah, it makes sense, I guess, in the
call it a spell book.
Well, that doesn't sound as cool, does it?
I just, whenever I see the word grimoire, I just think of Waluigi. Grimoire.
You have just ruined the word grimoire for me.
You're welcome.
So at the time of recording, this show is actually, like, super, super, like, well, in the grand scheme of things, it's super popular on my anime list, which, listeners, you've probably noticed by now, my anime list is the site we are mainly using to pull all our information about these shows.
I think it's, as it currently stands, I think it's one of the highest rated episodes of this season.
Yes, right now at the time of recording, it's got a 7.84 on my anime list, which, yeah, I think out of the shows we've watched and talked about so far, that is, I think, the highest. I don't think Peach Boy Riverside might be above a 7.
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't think it's that high.
No, Girlfriend and Scarlet Nexus are both below a 7.
Peach Boy Riverside is 6.94. I don't know what it was before when we recorded the episode, though.
Of course, we'll give our final... I know I've said this every episode. We'll give our final verdicts on shows when we get to the end of season episode, once we've gone through the remaining 20 or so shows.
Are we surprised that anime fans don't seem to like this current season of anime? Because they're all voting, scoring it low.
I think very rarely do you see an anime get well received off the bat. For some reason, like, I feel like people love hating them until they're about a year old, and then suddenly they're like, that was actually quite good, you know?
Well, I mean, like, let me put it this way. And I kind of mentioned this in our last episode about Girlfriend, like, my anime list, for example, does have a, you know, it has a 0 to 10 score, and each of those has a very clearly defined kind of, like, value. But if you go to any series on my anime list and you look at some of the user reviews that are on the bottom of the page, even just the small selection that it gives you, it will be like 9, 10, 1, 2. Like, there's no middle ground.
That's how all rating systems work online, though.
Yeah, the sort of the general vibe with anime, at least in my anime list, is something is either a masterpiece or it's the worst thing to ever exist. Anime fans don't seem to have this middle ground, which I find quite fascinating.
I think the issue with my anime list, and I've noticed it more since we started this podcast, is that if your Peach Boy Riverside is a good example, 6.94, there's only 4 episodes. How could you be rating something that's only had 4 episodes?
We're sidetracking slightly here, but, like, this is something that's a big issue, is, like, you can rate a show even before it started airing. I've seen shows start airing and they've had a 4 because people were like, well, the manga was bad. And it's like, what?
Yeah. It's like, I think this all affects something like the one we're talking about now, the case study of Vanitas. Like, this is something, like, I mean, I've already said it, but like, it's something I think the long game of this will make it excellent. But I think trying to judge it off 3 or 4 episodes, I know it's got a relatively decent score at the moment. But I think some people are going to see these first 3 episodes and like, it's too slow, and they're just going to hate it, which isn't fair. And it's just bizarre that I think people can watch 3 episodes of something like this and be like, nah.
No, 100%. I mean, like, yeah. Which is ironic, because I'm about to ask whether we feel this is a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh. But that's not us giving our final verdict. This is us saying kind of how we feel about these first 3 episodes. But as we've said, our final verdicts will be at the end of the season, where we'll tell you if we continue watching shows or not. Yeah, I think we've kind of said enough about this really. So, Ace, is it a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh on these 3 episodes?
Thumbs up from me.
Rhodes?
It's a middling from me, because I think, like I say, I think you have to take the whole thing in before you can properly judge it. I hate to say, you get watching this, lads, and then after like 7 episodes, it's actually dog shit or something.
No, that's valid. I think I'm going to give this a thumbs up, because I've enjoyed what we've had so far. I do have a lot of questions. Whether that stays, if I do keep watching, whether that stays or my opinion changes, we'll find out. But I do think this has had one of the stronger first episodes of the shows we've talked about. I think Girlfriend still has the best second episode, in my opinion. But,
I think I'll definitely still keep watching this one, because it has my interest. But I can definitely see why someone would watch their episode of this and be like, oh, it's not going anywhere, and then just give up on it. But yeah, it's another one where I think, depending on who you are, this will affect. I think if it delivers quality, like the later season episodes deliver on quality, I think it's one of them series that a lot of people really enjoy. I just think it's one of them where you've got to commit through those slow openers to get the world building. As long as that doesn't drag on, I think it'll be one of the hard series to beat this year.
Nice. Bold statement. We'll see in a few weeks' time if that holds. But I think that'll do us for today. So thank you, as always, for joining me, Ace and Rhodes. And of course, thank you very much for listening to this episode. As always, we'll be releasing new episodes of the Pals Anime Lounge every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. So make sure to check back to wherever you're listening to this episode to catch the next one when it goes live.